Wildea Tausch begins with some breaking news.
Ooh, it'll be in.
From the National Football League. You heard Cameron Wake mentioned.
Old Dolphin.
By one Brian Blaga.
Old Finn.
He did not enjoy going against Cameron Wake. And then, lo and behold, Cameron Wake is mentioned in this breaking news from the National Football
Something
League.
Something about a Canadian.
It's got nothing to do with a Canadian.
He played in the Canadian Football League.
But Cam it has Wake. Nothing to do with the Canadian.
Okay.
Wake Micah Parsons.
Ooh. Oh, I'm intrigued.
Is your NFC Defensive Player of the Week. 5 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, a career-high 3 sacks, credited with 11 pressures.
Yeah, he had a heck of a day. Now.
By Next Gen Stats.
NGS.
The lovely people at the Arizona Cardinals decided to try and single block him.
I think they got tricked. They pulled the old. No, he's not out there. Beep. Which is a fun game.
This marked Parsons' 16th career game with at least 2 sacks.
Yeah, he's good.
Ties him with T.J. Watt, who they'll be facing this week.
And Kevin King?
As well.
Is for Kevin most King such games
in their first 5 seasons in the league. The only players with more 2-sack games
Cam Wake
this early in their career. Reggie White, Richard Dent, Jared Allen, and J.J. Watt had more games. Cameron Wake is mentioned because this is Micah Parsons' 4th Defensive Player of the Week award and first as a Packer. He ties Cameron Wake for the most Defensive Player of the Week awards won by a former Penn State player. That strikes me as an odd inclusion in this announcement. Yeah,
take that, LeVar Arrington.
Yeah. Exactly.
Courtney Brown.
By the way, you just did the thing where we're not comparing him to Reggie White, but we just did another comparison to Reggie White.
I didn't. The NFL
did. I mean, just another one. It's like the 17th time this year where he's not Reggie White.
You did the I'm not saying but, and then I'm going to say it, and then I'm not going to – I don't want
the smoke. That side-by-side mashup that one of our followers posted and I shared was hard to ignore. I will ask you – what I asked Matt LaFleur on Monday, will any team ever single block him again after what he did to the Cardinals? Because it wasn't just on that final sack. It was multiple times throughout the course of that game when they single blocked him.
Yeah, they got tricked.
How did they get tricked?
I think they saw that he went out. He was tired.
Only on that one play, though.
I think they got tricked.
On that one.
Yeah, so that's one of the 3 sacks. That's pretty big percentage of sacks at the end of a game.
That's about a third of the sacks he had that day.
33% is a pretty big chunk. No, especially a game closing
sack.
Kind
of a small sample size if it's 33% of 3.
Yeah.
Like when he finishes with 27 sacks this season and breaks the NFL record, if we say one third of them were when he was single blocked, that would be 9.
I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and break down cosines and rhombuses. Like I'm just not interested in math today. So you tell me if that's what it is. That's what it is.
What do you got against math?
No,
today?
Nothing. I just am not in the mood.
What did math do to you? What mood are you in?
I'm in a diagnostic mood. I'm in a Homer. The Homer True mode. Like I got all kinds of. I'm excited for this game. I do think it's bigger than just another game. I think there's more emotions to it. There's more storylines to it, and that is what makes sports beautiful. So I don't know why everybody runs from it. I understand why the coaches and players try to act like they're running from it. But from a media perspective, this is the stuff we lap up. This is the bottom of the bowl of soup we're licking. We want every morsel of soup that this thing is going to give us. We want crackers in there. We're going to lick that bowl clean till Sunday night. I don't know why we act like we don't, because that's what we do.
Good analogy.
Herb Truth type stuff.
Do not search Amazon for Herb True. without putting doctor in front of it, because then you just get a bunch of supplements, by the way, just FYI, in case you're interested in any of Dr. Herb True's work.
Is anybody even using Google anymore?
What do you mean?
Well, everybody's using AI. Like, Google's dead. Google's AI system.
Kind of like the handshake?
I don't know what Google's AI system is. But
I got to tell you, my experience
nobody's
with,
using Google.
Yeah, with my experience with AI, especially when it comes to sports, largely inaccurate.
Okay.
So you try to get information about sports, especially sports statistics, and you come up empty.
Okay.
So just my opinion. I think Google is still doing okay.
Yeah,
and I believe they also own YouTube, which has really had a lot of success.
I'm not saying Google's. I'm saying the Google search engine. It won't be. It'll be like a newspaper in probably 2 years. That's what I'm telling you. Now their AI will probably be like the internet was back in the late 90s. That's where this thing's going. Just so you know, as you're plotting out your next steps.
I appreciate the heads up on that.
You bet.
I was hoping that maybe we could discuss, since you brought it up before we got sidetracked on AI, about what this game is to the Packers. You said what you said about the coach, and I agree, but I did my story today on channel3000.com, and I'll tell you, it seemed like Xavier McKinney was excited to play in this game. I think Keyshawn Nixon was looking forward to it. Micah Parsons is looking forward to it. Evan Williams is looking forward to it. Those are all guys on the defensive side of the ball. What do you think this is to Packers players as opposed to the sanitized, it's just the Packers versus the Steelers who happen to have Aaron Rodgers on their team?
Yeah, he's it's a big deal because he is a gold jacketer, and they probably realize this is going to be it. I think Aaron was... You know, who knows, right? He might be loving what he's doing in Pittsburgh, and you know, Pittsburgh will want him back, and maybe he'll play again, and maybe the matchup will come up again. But for these guys, and I think the fact that it's going to be so special to Aaron, I think makes it even that much more special for these guys. They want to pick him off. They want to sack him. They want to beat him. And they want to beat him a little bit more than you want to beat, no offense to Jacoby Brissett, but than Jacoby Brissett.
I think that's fair. We'll see what they have to say today. Jordan Love will speak today, so I'm sure among the angles we'll be covering will be his thoughts on facing Aaron Rodgers, even though, as Aaron Rodgers loved to say about quarterback matchups, well, we don't really play each other. We play each other's defenses. Yes, we know. We also know that it's time for trivia, and it is double Wisconsin trivia today. Aaron Rodgers wears number 8 for the Steelers. He wore number 12 for the Packers. So caller 8 and caller 12, caller 8 and caller 12.
Has Bradshaw said anything about these boys, about A-Rod yet, or is he still down on him?
I have not.
Want him to lick trees or something, didn't he?
I watched him do the highlights after the game on Sunday.
But
and
A-Rod put a master class on how to go back and be.
He did.
He masterclassed Bradshaw.
He did.
Maybe A-Rod is going to be putting on a show down at Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
He'll be opening for Chris Rock. Caller 8 and caller 12. What?
Chris Rock's coming to Hard Rock?
I'm sorry. If we're not going to be able to handle the references to the many times that you said that Chris Rock was coming when he wasn't,
no,
then I don't know what to say.
Who is coming? Kevin Hart is coming.
Kevin Hart's show was rescheduled. I don't know if that has already occurred. Or anyway, caller 8 and caller 12. Caller 8 and caller 12 to play trivia. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia after Tausch tells us about Tito's Vodka.
Well, you know I love three things: football, firing up the grill, and a solid cocktail. Let's hit Tito's after the break.
Let me tell you about Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the number for Will Diatoush. Trivia, 414-276-6666. 414-276. I don't know, but he left.
I was answering trivia calls, and he just... What'd you guys do?
I think his beverage may have gone down the wrong pipe. That's my working theory right now. I don't think that that's something he can sue the cup manufacturer for, but if you've been injured in an accident, there's only one call to make, and that's to David and his team. Gruber Law Offices, or go to the website gruber-law.com. Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. We'll play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Okay.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Before we play trivia, you all right over there?
Yeah, you would think, I was coughing and we were taking trivia, so I thought this segment was done. I'm coughing. I don't have any water, so I was going to go get a water, and then you throw me Tito's, and I'm like, maybe I can get this done. And as I started reading, I'm like, ah. So, yeah, no, I've got text. I'm fine. Would have been a great teammate play. I'm trimming up. It's on me for coughing. So I apologize.
How am I supposed to know
we're on video and
that's what's happening?
Wow.
No, you took a drink of the cup. I didn't know that it was empty. I thought maybe you swallowed it and it went down the wrong pipe, and that's what caused
somebody,
that
it's
to
always
occur.
It's on me. It's my fault. I should have.
No, it's not. You're
I
doing that.
Like, asphyxiated
Truman.
Myself.
You're doing your fake so Truman
it's,
thing.
It's on
it's
me.
It's on me.
No, I'm
but
Truman
it's really
enough.
On Wildy.
Well, no.
He's a bad teammate.
I would have guessed that you would have seen that I was coughing and I had my mic off, but. It's on me. I didn't realize. I didn't see because Jesse didn't print me a show sheet. There's no Tito's written
out. I don't know that
so
either.
I don't know what the hell's going on, but Suda, thank you. I know Suda texted my wife to make sure that I'm okay. For today, I'm okay. At least for the next 10 minutes.
A lot of Trumaning up there.
Very
well,
much.
Hey, come on.
Time now for trivia.
I'm not going to do any trivia. I'm resting my voice.
Believe me, I wasn't going to ask you to.
Tito's Handmade Vodka.
No, not right now. It's
Wilde
no,
and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
This is where if retired Navy fella got after me, I completely understand. This one's on me. Like, legit on me. But I'll shut up now.
Okay. Let's welcome in our contestants. Caller 8 was Travis in Blue Mounds, who is a, let me hear it now, first-time contestant. Hello, Travis. How are you?
Hi there. Good. You?
We are awesome, and we are very excited to have you on board to play trivia. Now, caller 12 is an old veteran. It is Sean in Sun Prairie. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Jason, and batting 1,000 six for six in this contest.
Oh, no pressure there. Now I get to the part that becomes very awkward where I say, Jesse, it says here questions will be sent in a separate email and delivered to Tausch's desk so he can actually ask one set this time around. We know that part will not be occurring.
Why do I ever do Wisconsin geography trivia? I never
I
do.
I know.
I thought this would be a rare occasion, but then we had our little incident, so I didn't bother to get them to you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's what it was.
And,
meanwhile, I am checking all my various email addresses, and I don't have those from you.
Well,
looks like Jesse, you're
doing
trivia
today. I
guess
there's only one option. All All right, Travis.
Sweet.
Yep.
Question number one. Which of these former U.S. presidents shares the last name with a real county in Wisconsin?
Ooh.
Ulysses S. Grant, George Bush, or Gerald Ford?
A.
Yes, sir.
That is correct.
This is fun. I kind of like the
It's a more fun
along.
Way to do it. Yes.
Yeah, this is great.
All right.
I'm one for one, and so is Tausch.
Sean, over to you. These questions are courtesy of Up North Joe, making his big return.
No. I thought he was banned.
Yeah, band's up. He's back.
Okay.
And he's taking shots at me.
He can send those directly to me so I get them.
Jesse is driving towards East Troy from Madison to visit Up North Joe because Up North Joe has shared an intentionally ambiguous invite by saying, "You're always welcome to come over." It'd be nice for there to be a faster way to get to Whitewater than on this highway. But since there's not, which highway would I drive on to get to East Troy from Madison? Is it Highway 12, Highway 10, or Highway 67?
That's pretty good.
Hey.
Highway 12 is correct. Jason knew that one.
I did.
And so did UW Whitewater head coach Jace Rindle.
It's also how he gets to Jones Dairy Farm.
Question number two, Travis. Latitudinally.
Oh, that was weak.
Which of these Wisconsin counties reaches farthest north? Is it Oconto, Outagamie, or Oneida?
A.
Oconto. Tausch?
I would have guessed Oconto.
And Jason?
I would have too, but I'm starting to think that we're wrong.
You're all wrong. Oneida County is actually the furthest north of those three.
That's not in Green, but Brown County.
Right. Oneida County is much further north.
I got thrown off by that. That was a good question. Tricky.
Mm-hmm. It's a tricky one for Travis. He has a chance to bounce back coming up with question three. But in the meantime, we go over to Sean for question two. Pablo Iglesias and Barry Alvarez are driving from Madison to Hard Rock Casino Rockford to play craps. Driving south from Madison on I-90, which of these towns would the two not pass?
Ooh, this is good already.
Looking for the one that Barry and Pablo would not pass driving on I-90 from Madison to Rockford. Would they not pass Edgerton, Janesville, or DeForest?
DeForest.
I know this one.
Yeah, bingo, that was easy.
Pretty easy one for easy Joe. One. Yep. Say so myself, but that's okay.
Wow.
Sean
critiqued.
Is 2 for 2. This is hard. Question three. Back to Travis.
You need any water? You need a break?
No,
I understand how tough it can be.
Thanks for being willing to help out, though.
If I see you start coughing, I'll jump in.
Thank you. With what? You don't have to go.
It does make it tough. That's fair. I'm still waiting for my sheets.
Question three, Travis. New Richmond, Hudson, Baldwin, and Woodville are all cities located in which Wisconsin county?
Mm.
Travis got the county questions if you didn't pick up on the theme.
I've noticed.
Are those cities in Kewaunee County, St. Croix County, or Douglas County?
B.
Quick answer of St. Croix.
I'm going to say Douglas. I feel like St. Croix is closer to Minneapolis.
Jason?
I'm going to say St. Croix.
Correct answer is St. Croix County.
Did you say Hudson was included in that?
New Richmond, Hudson, Baldwin,
If I had
and
heard
Woodville.
Hudson, I didn't hear Hudson.
There were only four to hear.
Because Hudson's right there. A lot of Minnesota kids come over to play hockey at Hudson. That's why Hudson's got such a great hockey program. So I would have known. New Richmond, I feel like my buddy's got land up there. We've spent some time there. I don't feel like I went all the way to St. Croix County.
So the Ashwaubenon Jaguars
it's
have
on
to
me.
Face in the
hey, that one's on me.
Ah. All right, Sean, closing us out, your final question. from up north, Joe. Wisconsin, again, this not really a geography question, but there's some trivia in it.
I wonder why nobody wants to help you out.
Wisconsin became... That wasn't very nice.
Well, you're being very hard on up north Joe.
Well, he is getting back from a ban, and he's not bringing his A game on some of these questions.
Wow.
Do we want to be honest, or do we want to be...
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Wisconsin became known as the Badger State because of miners in the 1800s digging shelter into hillsides to escape the winter weather. What did these miners mine? Were they mining lead, quartzite, or sand?
I'm going to go with lead, but I have no idea.
Tausch?
Well, the streak is on the line here, by the way.
Tausch is saying sand. Jason?
I'm saying quartzite.
Wow. One of
you is right. One of us is right. That's exactly what I was going for.
And it's Sean.
Called the shot. He's the Babe Ruth of Wildy and Tausch trivia.
He's batting 1,000.
Congratulations.
It's like the anti-Yelly.
Sean, you have gone 3 for 3 in Wildy and Tausch trivia with Up North Joe's questions. That means you have 4 entries into the drawing on Friday for the Cousin Subs gift card. Travis, thanks for playing for the first time. You have 3 of the possible 4 entries. Back to Jason.
Sean, congratulations. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
Love you back.
By the way, as first-time contestants go, Travis, I thought you did a good job. I thought Jesse's questions were unfairly difficult, which is usually the case. So thanks for playing, and welcome to the club, buddy. Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
That is Wildy and Tausch trivia. Let me take a very close look at our video feed.
Tito's sure. Handmade vodka. Yes, indeed. Whether it's a Bloody Mary, a Tita Rita. If it's getting a little cold for golf, so I don't know if we're going to end up doing the transfusion, but make sure it's Tito's in your glass when you're out having a great cocktail. Tito's also gives back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make sure it's Tito's handmade vodka, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Well, the Tausch continues. I'm just checking the video every time we come back before I connect to anybody. And I can't see Jesse, so I'm just going to take a chance that he's not choking to death. Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, let's talk about a little quarterback drama going on in the National Football League.
Okay.
Jets owner Woody Johnson, critical publicly at the NFL fall meetings, which are apparently a thing, talking about quarterback Justin Fields, who was benched in their game this last weekend. The Jets are 0-7, the only winless team in the National Football League at this juncture.
Yeah, they stink.
Johnson saying at one point, "The offense is just not clicking. You can't run the ball if you can't pass the ball," among other comments, getting after Justin Fields. Tyrod Taylor stepped in and appears to be the starter now for the Jets. Expected to be named as such if he hasn't already today, at some point later today.
Well, apparently he's got a knee injury now, and he's day-to-day.
Oh, boy. All right.
So the owner comes out and rips the quarterback. The backup, who was supposed to start now, is dealing with a knee injury. The Jets are going to jet.
It just shows you how important leadership and ownership is.
Could not be more right.
I don't know why. Like, if you have any other options, you're just not going to go there. I would be very cautious of going to Tennessee. It's something they fire Vrabel for I don't know what reason. Miami, you could probably throw in that mix. Dallas, to a certain extent. You know, I'm almost finished up with that doc. There's, I mean, 30 years, man. Like, ownership and leadership, front offices matter probably more in this business than almost anything. And you can see it. Good organizations hire good people and they let them do their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The meddlers doesn't usually work. Don't know many great meddlers when it comes to that. Now, you can be involved and understand it, but there's a fine line between being incompetent and being a meddler. I would say Woody's probably on the side of the... He's an incompetent meddler, which is a rare thing in today's day and age.
He sounds like a bad Batman villain. Like, you've got the Riddler, you've got the Joker, you got the Penguin, and you got the meddler.
How they handled that Rogers deal was just, I mean... Just
flying him out there to tell him we don't want you anymore?
Can't do it. And then there was rumors that Woody was trying to punish the team because he had food trucks, and then Rogers paid for the food trucks, and that's why Woody got all mad at Aaron because he thought he showed him up. It's a whole mess.
What?
Go ahead and look. It's a food truck deal. Where's Ashton Rotman? He knows food trucks.
I've not heard anything about the Aaron Rodgers food truck drama.
Don't Google it because Google's dying, but AI it.
That's what I've been told.
Whoa, Nelly!
Meanwhile, Russell Wilson and Sean Payton are getting into it.
Who do you root for in this one?
This is a tough one. Sean Payton, after the Broncos beat the Giants, said post-game he was hoping Russell Wilson would still be the starter by this time in the season.
Well, he didn't say that.
Well, it was.
He said he hoped they would make the change to Dart after they played them.
He implied
it. Which is
it.
Basically saying
yeah,
that.
He said it.
Exactly.
He did the Wildy. I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
He kept Russell Wilson's name out of his mouth when he said it, was my point.
But he didn't, really.
But he didn't.
Russell Wilson then tweeting his response, classless but not surprised, didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15-plus years later through the media. With some laughing emojis and the hashtag, let's ride. Which was, of course, his ridiculous phrase that he used when he was with the Broncos. This is a tough one.
What does he do now?
Russell Wilson?
He did Go Hawks. Then he did Let's Ride. I don't know what he did with his Steelers thing.
I don't know.
Now he's not the starter in New York, so I don't know what he's doing there. But yeah, Let's Ride. I love that one.
Team Russell Wilson or Team Sean Payton, I guess, is the question.
I'm going to have a hard time being on Team Russell Wilson. I think I like the fact that he stood up for himself, but I didn't. I mean, the bounty hunting got Sean Payton a championship. It's more of the other stuff that he got suspended. And did he get suspended for that? I don't think Sean Payton. I still don't understand why he's got a biopic about him. Him and Mike McCarthy are basically the same career path. I don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves Sean Payton, Mike McCarthy. We love him. I don't understand that concept, but Sean Payton is just a blunt, I think you could probably say jerk storish type deal. That was jerk storish.
Jerkweed, yeah.
But it's true. I mean, what he said is true. Like, they would have had an easier time beating the New York Giants if Russ Wilson was playing and not Jackson Dart. That is the fact. So,
Jack.
He decided to say it. He's in the media. He knows how to stir stuff up. Russ defended himself. I'm going to take the both sides are losers on this.
Well, I'm not a fan, so I don't have to root for anybody. But this one, I don't have a horse in the race at all. I'm not a fan of either one of those fellows. So... I guess I can just say I won because I really enjoyed seeing that shade being thrown back in both directions.
Whoa, next, Nelly!
Not only does Sean Payton not deserve a movie, but Kevin James would play Mike McCarthy better
yes,
than Sean Payton.
No doubt. If they do a Mike McCarthy biopic, Kevin James would be the guy.
Well, hadn't he slimmed down?
Ooh.
Kevin James. I thought he lost a bunch of weights, which is hard to keep off. I get it. But I thought maybe that he, now he could probably do the other one.
Well,
I haven't kept up with Kevin James' fitness, so I can't tell you.
I haven't seen him in much lately. Yeah.
I don't Google stuff much anymore, so I don't know.
ChatGPT, how much does Kevin James weigh these days?
Time now for a Whoa Nelly special feature.
Chris, where we criticize
now
the questions from up north, Joe.
Chris Middleton appearing on Thanalysis, the Thanalysis show hosted by Thanasis Antetokounmpo.
Boy, those guys book great guests.
They
on
sure
that show.
Do. Getting ready for his return TC. To Milwaukee tonight as the Bucks host the Wizards to open up the 2025 NBA season. Here's a little bit of what Chris Middleton said on Thanalysis about returning to Milwaukee.
I know it's going to be a lot for me. You know, y'all know I'm not very emotional, but very emotional. You know, being in Milwaukee all those years, you know, the things that I've accomplished, you know, the life I've lived with my family, man, it was a dream. Like, it honestly was. To play with an MVP, like, not a lot of people get to say that. Hall of Famer, somebody that was halfway across the world, like, never would I thought in a million years, like, I'd be playing with some dude from Nigeria or Greece, like, and we'll be linked up teammates. When you take count of all those things about what I've done individually, as far as, you know, being an all-star was like one of the first nods where I'm like, okay, this place has helped me become an all-star, helped me accomplish a lot of my dreams. So that's just something that, you know, I keep trying to visualize, get it out the way so I won't be too emotional in front of everybody. You know, I'm a private guy. I'm a quiet guy. So I try to, you know, visualize things so, you know, I'm able to embrace it, love it, take it, receive it, however you want to say it, that love, the appreciation that I'm getting, take it as a sign of respect because, you know, Milwaukee has meant so much to me in my career and they've done so much for me in my career that, you know, I'll always be thankful for that organization and that city.
Aw, how about that? Chris Middleton on Thanalysis. That's pretty cool to hear.
It's awesome, and I think Chris Middleton is one of those guys that everybody always wanted someone a little bit better. At least that's the vibe you got, and then, you know, he continued to deliver the goods when we needed it. When Giannis goes out in that game six, I think it was versus the Hawks, he delivered the goods, and he was a clutch player. You don't have a championship, and his number, I will be collecting, his numbers will be up in the old banner. And I think he's going to be a borderline. Is he a Hall of Famer? I would put him in. He had that kind of impact. Awesome. Hopefully he's going to get sounds like he's going to get a great video tribute tonight. Deserves everything. He had a great career in Milwaukee.
Underappreciated greatness. And I'm glad he'll be recognized tonight. Maybe at some point we'll do a Behind the Bucks podcast on him, which you'll be able to find on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks brings you exclusive access and untold stories about the greatest stars and moments in Bucks history. You can find it on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Wrapping things up here on the Wednesday edition of Wildy and Tausch. I'm headed over to Lambeau. I'm happy to take requests on any questions you may have for Lukas Haverick while Jordan Love is speaking, or maybe I'll talk to Brandon McManus when Parsons talks tomorrow. Anything I can do for you, Jesse, in terms of questions, I'm going to get, I'm sure, all kinds of requests for the Aaron Rodgers Zoom call tomorrow, including a few I've already gotten. So anything I can do for you while I'm at Lambeau.
Who's the most interesting Packers player to talk to about facing Rodgers besides Jordan Love?
Micah Parsons.
Well, he already kind of said something. Who else we got? Who's most connected on this team
Brian
to Aaron Rodgers?
Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, is Goody going to be available today? That'd be fun.
I don't believe so. No, I think the next time we'll talk to Goody will be after the trade deadline.
Matt LaFleur.
From what I understand, this is just another game. So I don't see more Aaron Rodgers questions being sent his direction. I am looking forward to tomorrow talking to Jeff Hafley.
Jason, I think this is something I brought up to you right after the trade. It's a unique perspective. But does Jordan Love appreciate the fact that Aaron did what he did? And I'm not saying treat him nice and help him. I'm saying the way he kind of went about his business and getting all of Packer Fan Nation behind him.
Yeah.
Is that not?
I totally think that's the storyline for today.
Love it.
Is how different the succession was as opposed to having the fan base completely divided over which quarterback.
Even Jesse, I don't think, got a Jets jersey or Rodgers.
I did not.
Ben Brust did, though. All right, that's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Thanks to Brian Bulaga, and thanks to you. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.